everything seems to be falling down. What we gotta
stand
do
by. Eyes down for another Promoter Mouth podcast. A 6 and 9, 69. Any way up?
Been looking forward to this episode.
Go on.
Just for the smuttiness of the episode.
Let's have your intro ready. Dun, 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 dun. Boom.
69, anyway up.
A meal for two. Oh, yes. Ménage à deux. Do you probably prefer ménage à un, don't you, Pablo?
I'll get it where I can. How old are we? Oh, crikey.
That was a bit squeaky, wasn't it?
That was, yeah.
How old are we?
Yeah. Looking forward to episode 69.
Yeah, well, you were looking forward to it last week.
Yeah.
So how's your week been kind of waiting for this moment?
I've been on what are those kind of hooks?
Tenter.
Where's it come from, that phrase?
Tenter hooks.
Yeah,
tenterhooks.
Oh, look it up. Just tell me if you don't know.
I don't know, but tenterhooks. No, but you're right. But now you've asked the question.
It sounds like it should be tenterhooks, but as you just sort of alluded to, but tenters. I don't know what it means. It's one of those things that people say.
Yeah, it's tenterhook.
Yeah, tenters. What word is tenter?
You know, you said just say if you don't know.
Yeah.
But what's going to happen now is I tell you and I sound really clever.
Yeah,
right. Oh, tenterhooks, Pablo. Well, as you've asked, they're hooked nails. They're hooked nails in a device called a tenter.
What's a tenter?
Well, a wooden frame.
Right.
They were used back in, like, 14th century, I think.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah.
For making woolen cloths.
Is it better than a ninter?
Yeah.
And not as good as an eleventer?
No, it's a tenter. And I tend to think that's one of the words I don't use very often.
Yeah.
Don't you tend to think that, Pablo?
I do, yeah.
I tend to think we should move on.
What have you been up to, Kai?
Well, I've been on tenterhooks waiting for you to come round with your 69er, Pablo. I've had a week. Well, have you done anything this week?
Yeah.
The reason I ask is because on our Google Docs, which is a well-oiled machine...
Yeah. I have. I've put some stuff, but you've put some stuff that you've done, and they could also apply to me.
Okay.
So I thought I'd just... Well, yes. They'll do.
Yeah, I had two super-duper gigs on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, packed out the White Horse with Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I love a bit of Frank.
And had a little bonus in there as well, though.
Oh, what's that?
Well, there's a comedian called Danny Ward, if you've never come across him.
Yeah.
He... works with Mark Simmons on his podcast.
He
was up in Lowestoft doing a gig, and I managed to snaffle him to open my gig.
Ah, a bit of a double.
And he stormed it, and middle act Mark Flynn had a blinder, and Frank Sinatra topped it off, and people said, that's the best one I've ever done.
I imagine it is. It's a strong start, that. It's amazing what's out there.
And then on Saturday at the Bank in Eye, Pam Ford was over again.
Oh, I love a bit of Pam.
Jerry Kay.
Yeah, and Jerry.
And Nelson T. Gomba Comba Jr., local lad. So he's the equivalent in some ways of my sort of up-and-coming spot. He's doing good, solid 15s.
Got a lot of...
they love him.
He's a smart fella, old Nelson.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, he is. He's just qualified, and he's got a fair bit of ambition, and he's got the balls to back it up, you know. So, he'll try things. He'll hire out theatres for himself and just go for it.
Yeah,
which is, you know, it's ballsy, isn't it? For somebody's like, where would he put him? He'd probably be getting paid work if he didn't have to be doing a day job.
Yeah, he's doing the Comedy Store tens now and then, and he's getting a bit of money off me, and he's doing a few bigger gigs as he goes around. But he always likes coming and doing mine because he gets a really nice nice welcome. He's got such a nice persona on stage.
Yeah, he has, yeah.
And the audience always compliment him after and say how much they enjoyed him, which is what you want, really, from
exactly,
act.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all of the above acts that you mentioned, all well-received.
It was a solid one. So two men of colour and a woman. And I did ask Nelson if he would pretend to have, a gammy leg or something, because I could have ticked all the boxes then for diversity, couldn't I?
Maybe.
If he limped on the stage, I would have my infirm act. Diversity, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my week, mate. And then other stuff, other comedy. I put comedy, and more comedy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of going full time.
It looks like you're gearing up that way. Is it?
All my pieces in order.
I was listening to a podcast with Jeff Bezos talking to Lex Friedman, right? And he said something really insightful. He said he said two types of decisions. He might have said three, but two stuck in my mind. One is a door that you open and you go out and you can't come back again. Another's a door that you can open, you go out, but you can come back again.
Yeah.
So what kind of decision is going full-time for you?
It's the second one.
So you can walk back in again if you want to.
Yeah.
So which case then? There's less to think about. Might be something that you want to consider.
It is.
I thought it through.
But there's a real feeling at the moment of, I've thought about it for years, haven't maybe been brave enough, and then there's that niggling feeling like, well, okay, if you give it another 5 years or 10 years, you're going to be 60. And then you'll be looking back wishing you had. Mm. And I think, why not?
I quite like the idea of having a few gigs in my back pocket when I'm retired.
Mm.
Just to keep, because, it's not a full-time job, is it? And if you get the right gigs and you nurture those relationships and you can protect your surrounding areas, it might be worth sort of clinging on to that, and you can have your pension as well as your gigs that you got.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be nice. But again, it's dangerous, isn't it? House cards. Oh yeah, and you're only one pandemic away from pushing trolleys around houses. Improvise, adapt, overcome.
Yeah.
The two times so far, such whatever that is.
Laminate.
Wood. That I've had headliner cancel on me.
Mm.
I've managed to come out better than what I started off with.
Yes.
So you got to look at the things that look like they're going against you. Look at them as opportunities.
Yeah.
It's very, very often a way of turning it around.
No, you're right. Well, that's enough of me comedy. It's exciting times. Yeah. I put a sticker on the back of my car that says Shaft of Wit. I mean, I'm serious about this, mate.
Mate, I've not got a sticker. need to catch up.
So what have you been up to, mate? You've been quiet. That's what my lasting impression of the week.
I've been really quiet. I've not been quiet upstairs in my head. I've been doing I've had a lot on. Some I won't go into. But it feels like a lifetime ago. But on Friday night, I put on two big old gigs.
Yeah.
They were a bit of a stress to sort out. I'm going to have to come up with an actual checklist rather than suddenly remembering things that if I didn't remember.
What, you don't have a checklist, Pablo?
I've got a bit of a checklist, but sometimes it's not proper.
Heaven forbid, it doesn't happen, but if you got hit by a bus on the way to the gig, then at least somebody got a checklist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, sort of run a double up. Loss very kindly looks after Southwold, and the MC was late, so Ross had to be standing MC.
Yeah, I love that story.
He was like the compared it to him being at Anfield, because that's his team, and only 10 players turn out, and they go, yeah, like the look of that big lad on there, look, bring him on, kind of thing.
Brilliant.
So he came on, and he loved it. Absolutely loved it. Absolutely got away with it. He hasn't sort of done any comedy for about 5 years or anything like that. But he's sort of naturally likable guy, so he sort of did all right. And that helped us out. It was a nice sense of relief when it was over. That's what you find when you put these double ups on. It's a sense of relief. You look forward to the gig, but you look forward to it having done it the most. Still getting people on the WCB Facebook timeline even today, saying they've seen the post afterwards and they're commenting on what a good time they've had.
Brilliant.
So that's satisfying. So it was good, and it's nice to meet sort of a bona fide sort of comedy all star. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, you've met him a few times now.
Met him a couple of times now. Yeah, and he's a nice guy. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I mean, he's just like all the others. They've just started off as open spots, built their way up. He just happens to be now doing theatres and telly and all sorts.
Yeah.
The bigger the theatre. But yeah, they've earned their stripes, haven't they?
Threw me a little bit. He's wearing new glasses as Sean Walsh.
Ooh.
I think it's a London thing. Do you know, in London, they start wearing different things before they spread out to the rest of the country. I wasn't ready for his glasses.
Did he have lenses in them?
I assume so.
They could just be...
No, they're big old things. There's a black guy in The Apprentice who wears a similar pair. Oh. And a few nights before, I'm watching the telly like a big northern bloody Egypt. And the guy comes on and says, what the fuck's he wearing? Look at the state of them. Does he not know people can see him? And I fast forward, Sean Walsh turns up with the same pair on. I thought, I know what's going on. It's London. Yeah. We'll all be looking like eccentric folk wearing wacky glasses.
What do they look like? I haven't seen them. Describe them.
So
they're quite big.
Yeah, there's more plastic on them that ought to be there.
Oh.
So it's like if you were drawing them on a piece of paper, whereas you draw a normal pair of glasses with a thick felt tip, with this, you'd have a paintbrush.
Okay, on a scale of a monocle to Deirdre Barlow.
It's more daily. It's Deirdre Barlow, but with more plastic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, honestly, it's quite... I mean, it's a London... Right, it's clearly a London thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw the guy from Black Eyed Peas wearing something wacky like that, but he gets away with all kinds of shit, right?
Well, yeah, you can.
You can kind of expect that. But, yeah, you know, you've... Yeah.
So I need to go out and get me some of those now.
Yeah, when you're off in a comedy store in the autumn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you've got to rock up. Yeah.
With your sort of Soho kind of get-up on.
Yeah, probably be like a pair of skiing goggles or something.
They look, yeah, a bit like that.
They're not.
Think of Rose West, but...
Oh, no, Rose, no. Which part of her life?
Her face.
Okay, sorry, I was just thinking about the things she did.
Was you inside the wardrobe there waiting for the men to go out of the room? Same as what Fred used to do.
I was in the garden mixing some cement for the patio.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no. Stop, Rose. Well, I went all the way over to Peterborough the other day to see a venue that is a venue I've never seen, but I've filled half of it.
Oh, fucking hell, Carrie.
It's got a stage in it.
Have you,
and they've got the chairs. Yeah, it was lovely anyway.
Has it got a PA?
Yeah. And it's got, and I need to get some lights in there, and that's all. I've got someone to do that. And it's got a big car park.
Right.
Ticked a few of the boxes that I needed. I've been trying to get them to squeeze more chairs in, and they got me to meet the chairman.
Oh, right, yeah.
And if I could draw a typical chairman in the way he speaks and the way he looks, I met him.
Did he look like he should be on a Toby jug?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the first thing he said was, before you ask, it's 200. 200, and we're not budging on that. That's the regulations. And then about four times, 200. It's only 200, mind. You do know it's 200. Anyway, we've only got 205 chairs. And I said, oh.
So it's 205.
Yeah, so it's 205 then. Yeah. Nope, 200. Why do you need five more chairs then?
Why is it 200? Because if you do a risk assessment and all your exits are clear,
yeah,
then you should be all right.
Yeah, but there's what they think of as an aisle width.
Oh, right.
And then there's what I think of as an aisle width. You know, but they do need to have aisles. I'm not going to try and overrule them anyway. Safety first.
Yeah, better do that. When you get in the rider for the green room, do you add more beer on there?
Yeah, but I did the worst thing possible on. Well, no, it's not the worst thing possible. I think genocide's pretty bad compared to buying a bag full of snacks and drinks from the co-op for a rider.
Yeah, genocide's a bit worse than that.
But not taking the receipt.
Yeah.
Walking out without the receipt, you see.
Where was I? I wanted a receipt.
It's pretty bad.
And the young girl She printed it off the receipt that comes out of the card machine and said, "Oh, have you got the VAT receipt?" And then out of the corner of my eyes, she's like, got a pair of scissors and she's cutting the bit of the receipt that I do need, but only cutting the maths of it that adds up. And then she passed it to me. Said, "Oh, I said I want the VAT number and all the rest of it." Because my software scans it and puts it in automatically, and she just butchered it. And then a supervisor came over with a biro and said, "I'll put it on the back for you." How am I going to fucking scan this?
Fuck off. What is wrong with them?
I don't know.
Where are you shopping?
It's just cafe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I won't get away with that anyway, but I thought I'd give it a whirl.
Well, yeah, you will. You haven't been drinking, have you?
Hey, you know what?
Since last week?
I've got to make a confession. I had a bottle of wine.
When?
On, was it Friday night?
No, but that was Friday. You had a cold and everything, though, didn't you?
I did, yeah. That's what else has gone on. Yeah. I had a cold when I did. I could feel it coming on when I was doing that gig, and I was absolutely twatted.
Yeah, because you're here today, Pablo, and the listeners can't see this, but you know when you're on holiday in the bright sun?
Yeah.
You know, and you put a bit of a frown on.
Yeah.
And you sort of squint your eyes a little bit. That's what you're like. It's not even that bright in here. It's like if I was shining a spotlight on you.
I think it's the pollen. I mean, that's what it is. Maybe. Yeah. And I've been training like a bastard for the. I didn't do any training at the weekend because I had a cold. But I did 10 miles on Monday. I only did 3 yesterday and I've done 9 today. So that's quite a lot in short succession.
Mm.
So I've got a Hamburg marathon in a couple of weeks. So that's going on.
Here's the thing. I didn't catch COVID this week.
Right.
Right. Okay. I was with my dad the other day, wasn't I? When was it? Last week.
Yeah.
Actually. So we're talking, last week. And he had a bit of a runny nose and he was coughing a bit and stuff like that. And I was sat with him, spent 3 days up there. But when I was leaving, he looked a bit shaky. I was a bit worried. I was going to extend my stay because he was a little bit rocky on his feet, getting up and stuff. Anyway, I did come back. On the Monday, he said, "Oh, I've got some good news. I'm feeling a bit better." Yeah, but bad news is I've got COVID. It didn't touch me. It's not what it used to be, is it? What do you reckon?
You might have COVID.
No. I've been testing because I was worried about the comedy. This was last week.
Those tests don't really sort of show anything.
Well,
but I was testing. So they were going to give me testing work, but then they said they're out of date, so I didn't have one.
Okay,
so I might have had
it. No, but I felt absolutely fine.
I'll tell you what, though, it wipes you out afterwards. When you get COVID, it's not just a COVID. It's like it can be up to a month afterwards. You just feel a bit shitty.
Mm.
But no, I don't feel that bad. I'm still running, so I can't be that bad.
Well, have you had it recently?
No, I had a cold at the weekend, didn't I?
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Or the last marathon got called off because of that, didn't it?
Exactly that, And it was only 6 months ago, So you could, I don't know. I only want it once a year. I don't want it twice.
Okay. I went to one of those they're like a garden centre, but they've got all like local produce that's kind of wrapped in paper and like meat products that have. A local
car boot, you mean?
No, not a car boot. It was one might call it an artisan kind of supermarché.
Where's this? Like a deli?
On the way back from Dereham, just before Cossey. It's called the Goat Shed.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ever been there?
No.
But you go in there, and they'll sell you 4 sausages for about £8, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Some like local cheese.
You want to go to a car boot? Have you ever bought anything of the meat
the
guy?
We used to.
The car boot, yeah.
They're good salesmen, those guys.
Yeah, they have microphones to sell meat.
Yeah. What have I got here?
I respect that.
I've got a joint of beef here. I've got a joint of beef. It's a 3-kilo joint of beef and a whole leg of lamb. So you've got that and that. Is that all? No, it's not, Kai. That is not all. £4 of sausages, 2 pork bellies.
Yeah, and she loves my pork, doesn't she? She loves my pork. Yeah.
How much is it, love? How much would you pay for that?
Just to get you standing there, isn't it? Go up and at it. Before you know where you are, you're wandering off with a big bag of sausages.
Yeah, big bag of sausages. Probably just at the limit of their sell-by date.
Yeah, yeah. I once tried selling comedy tickets at Kensingland Car Boot.
Yeah.
I turned up with banner stands with posters hooked to the banner stands, and they kept blowing about in the wind. It was fucking soulless. I thought, I've got a lot of people here. I can hand out flyers and sell tickets. I thought, God, there's going to be loads of people here, and they won't stop me. People at car boots are as tight as fuck.
Yeah, that's not your demographic, is it? They want to buy a lawnmower for £3, and they'll still knock you down on that.
Yeah, I know.
They don't want a 20 quid ticket or 15 quid ticket.
One woman came over to me and she said, what is it you've got there, love? And I said, oh, it's comedy. She goes, I fucking hate comedy. And I said, I thought so. I could tell by your face. He said, you what?
Hellfire and damnation. In this section, we outline a scenario where we think someone or something should be thrown into the pits of hell.
Yeah. You've put...
Yes, I have.
People mocking Wayne Rooney's round face.
It seems to be, like, whether you like Wayne Rooney or not, I don't understand why it's fine to mock his face. And it has been since he was, like...
16,
people have been doing this. But now there's a picture doing the rounds where he's put on a bit of timber. He's probably only early 40s, if that.
Looks, probably on the beers, isn't it?
His face looks like it is a little bit. Which is fine, I know plenty of people like that. Mm. And he's got loads of money. And, you know, if he likes a booze, let him go on with it. If he was just like your mate down a local, he wouldn't think twice about, you know, you wouldn't judge him at all. Now, there's loads of memes, loads of news stories and people commenting on him. I mean, how the fuck is he going to feel? And if we do this to like a female star and we start slagging off the way they look, it's, oh, wow, we can't do that. You know, it's terrible. Yeah. You know, we should let them get on with it. Everyone's beautiful in their own way, but not if you're Wayne Rooney, apparently.
Do you reckon it's got worse?
Well, his looks or the...
Oh, no, not his looks. No, people's...
Attitude.
Willingness just to go out and just say it willy-nilly, make these comments.
I think there's a blind spot. I think people are arseholes naturally, but they know that if they're arseholes, like, particularly online, to certain people, then they'll get called up on it. Mm. But you can get away with being an arsehole to Wayne Rooney. So that's how they are. Yeah. You know, I mean, just because he's famous... And he's got a bit of money, but, I mean, crikey. Yeah. He spent, like, from his early teenage years to, like, now, having the nation mock his appearance. What's that going to do to you, Ed?
Yeah, there's no way it doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
Their mental health.
Yeah, absolutely not.
They want to be liked as a semi-celebrity nowadays or whatever, as the next... Because at his peak, he was on fire, wasn't he? He was one of the world's... greatest footballers.
Still Man United's top goal scorer.
Well, there you go.
And that's saying something, you know. We've had some players, you know. So, yeah. So on the one hand, he's revered for his football skills. On the other hand, just people...
Is there a little bit more kind of sympathy from you because you're a Man U fan?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe a little bit. Well, let's say it's switched... Not sympathy from me, but it's made me focus on it and recognise the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Does it make you less likely to look at a picture of somebody and then, you know, forward it to me going, look at the arse on that?
Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, yeah, in the privacy of our own rooms, we are often unkind about other people, right? And if it doesn't go anywhere... Part of me thinks, what's the harm in that? Another part of me thinks, it's sort of bad for the soul a little bit, so we have to sort of put a bit of a curb on it.
Who's this we you speak of, Pablo? Made it sound almost like that's something we do. You're talking about you and other people, surely.
Yeah, and you, Kai. Yeah, you would do this. This type of thing. Look at this ballad. Yeah. Well, it's a funny culture we're in, isn't it? Like, literally, like, I've said this before, that show The Apprentice, they might as well call it Look at This Bell End.
Yeah.
Because that's what all you're doing. You're looking and going, what, fucking bell end them? You know what I mean?
Even my wife came in, she goes, these people are so stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
How do they get on this show?
It's like a parade of bell ends. Do you remember the X Factor when it was only used to bring people on with learning difficulties and everybody make fun of them? They've just stopped that now.
The X Factor?
Yeah, X Factor.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And the other one, and the other Simon Cowell thing. The Simon Cowell would bully
Got
them.
Got Talent one.
Yeah. But we, as we're growing up as a society, I said it right then, we should be growing up a little bit, shouldn't we?
We should. Yeah, I do agree with what you say there. It must affect them. I'd imagine there have been a lot of days when he's looked in the mirror and thought, yeah, I'm looking pretty fly today.
Yeah.
Goes outside, looks at the paper the next day, and it's just, you know, picking holes in the tie he was wearing or whatever.
He could be sat in the kitchen in a good mood, having his cornflakes, scrolling on his phone, thinking, oh, I'm going to have a good day today. Sees a picture of himself, load of comments, look at him, the ugly twat.
I'll tell you what, though, you don't see any of that, or it probably happens, but not on the scale you see it with the footballers. For rugby players, a career of scrumming, and their ears royally mashed. They're like cauliflower, aren't they? They call it.
Yeah,
and they don't get any stick, do they?
It's a weird one, isn't it? I mean, and the whole thing that the gentlemen, they're not gentlemen. They will spear each other. Mm. Like spearing is basically two people grabbing one bloke and then smashing their head against the ground. It could cripple you. Mm. You see a footballer doing that, you'd never hear the end of it. And footballers are classed as being sort of a lower form of life, I think, but it's in some circles.
Well, I mean, you've used that example before. I don't think they do it.
They grab each other's knackers.
But that's funny, though, isn't it?
It is funny, but like they will gouge each other as well.
Mm.
People get sent off for gouging, and then afterwards, because they shake hands, it's all right.
It happens. But even the bloke who's had his left bollock stretched is still going to shake his hand and go, "Not good game, mate." There is a difference.
No, well, that's the culture of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be going around stretching people's bollocks or gouging their eyes or spearing them. That's not gentlemanly.
No.
And the reason why we treat it differently, why do you think it is?
Is it because footballers... I don't know why. I was going to say because the football is rolling around on the floor like little girls when they get touched.
Yeah.
Has that got anything to do with it? Is it because we're fed up with their bullshit and simulation?
There's a bit of that, but they do that because there's more money at stake. But I think people look down at footballers because it's not seen as... It's seen as more of a working class sport, isn't it?
It is.
It's a class thing, and you can't really get away with it, away from it, really.
I mean, I worked
and because there's so much money in it as well. People resent it. How's that like earning all that money? Ooh.
Yeah, I taught some kids who were proper little tearaways at school, and they ended up getting signed for the first team, Norwich.
Yeah,
and then I looked a bit closer at their salary. They were kind of listing all the players' salaries. I thought, yeah, fair enough, mate.
Yeah,
you can piss about all you like if you were my son.
Yeah. Well, you can. You still need to be held to task.
But it was always that thing of they kind of knew, or their dream was to be a professional footballer.
Yeah.
They made it. A lot of them don't. No. And at the expense of their education.
Yeah, a lot don't.
Yeah, nothing to fall back on. But yes, you're right. I worked in a school with the rugby, and it was a case of the ones in that school were getting the breaks.
Yeah.
Because the contacts, and that's where all the teams look for talent or whatever. And all the other schools, normal schools, let's call them, don't get a look in.
Weird, isn't it, rugby? I mean, I tell you what, I'm going to say something controversial now about football.
Do you want to save it for opinion, Hawes? If it's controversial...
It's controversial, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it in opinion, Hawes.
All right.
Yeah. Coming soon. That was good, because we can then...
Oh, yeah.
People want to know what that is.
Yeah, it's... What's it called? A hook?
Yeah.
Is it a hook?
It's definitely a hook.
Yeah. Right, listen later. I'm about to crucify myself socially.
We'll see you in opinion halls later, folks, and then we'll release you.
Yes.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. They had a promoter who's got a venue, potentially got a venue, short hop away from my Woodbridge one, and he contacted me to see if he was cool about him taking the venue. And as it happens, it's bang in the middle of a city centre, or town centre, with other theatres and all of that. But he asked me, out of courtesy, I mean, if I'd have said, you're out of order, mate, I reckon it'd be a further conversation, put it that way. Mm. And rightly so, because, you know, he's surrounded by lots of chimney pots and a couple of theatres, so... there isn't really an issue, but he went out of his way and messaged
us. It's nice when they do that.
Yeah.
It is good.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, big up. I'm not saying your name, not because I don't want to out you. I just don't want to... I don't know if you want the your venue to be public yet, mate. So.
Looks like a church. It does. When he says music venue, it's not like a rock music. Yeah. It's like orchestras and things. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it does, yeah. There's a few like that.
Okay. Yes, praise be.
I've put a gig on an old church before, and I might do again.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, in Loddon?
No, not in Loddon.
Churches are great. If they allow you to put the PA and swearing in there, they've got everything you need.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but they convert them to theatres, don't they? There's one in Tunbridge Wells.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've got one then. Here's one. Praise be, and you might not like this, or you might... To the hot water guys up in Liverpool, who finally opened their Blackstock.
I saw a post about this shared by Freddie. What's his face?
Honestly, mate, they packed it out.
Yeah,
they've got food halls. They've got all these rooms, and they packed it out. And every comedian came out saying it was maybe the best gig they've ever been to.
Wow!
It properly is on the map. It's world class.
Yeah,
I'd love to go up and have a look.
I know. It makes you wonder. What you do with your life. Because I think they started around about the same time as I started WCB Comedy, and now they've got a purpose-built venue. How many seats in it? Something like 400 or something?
500 or something.
Yeah, and they'll be packing it out.
But that's just one of the rooms. They've got another about three rooms and podcast studios and everything.
Yeah. There's no mention of this in any of the London-centric comedy news at all. So all the chortle and... any of the websites, anybody reports comedy anywhere. It's just it might not have ever happened.
Well, and it was...
And it's like the biggest purpose-built comedy venue in the country, you know what I mean?
One of the biggest in the world.
Yeah. And they will get world stars turning up for it. I mean, they've already had a few big stars there. They had, what's his face? What's the black fella called?
Chappelle.
So they had him down. But not that one now, because it's only just opened, but they've had him.
I mean, it's amazing what they've done with it. But as I say, he pretty much built it himself. It was a bit delayed, and that was a bit of a kind of a period of people not knowing where their gigs were. But hats off to them. I think it's amazing. Big, brave move, especially in this climate. Always about that time of the evening, Pablo, when we pop away.
Do a Patreon. On the crib sheet, we normally write something to provoke us, prompt us, provoke. That's not quite the right word. But... on there is a lonesome letter W.
So let's be inspired by the letter W.
And not talk about wanking. did you want anything else to say about cry wanks?
Support Kai and Pablo by becoming a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/promotermouths.
Well, we're back from the Patreon. Radioactive cows we talked about.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, we had a very...
Oh, there was that political debate.
It wasn't a political debate. It was more of a rant about populism.
Slightly ill-informed slant on it. That was nice.
From me, you say.
From me.
Mm.
You talked about the Holocaust.
Yeah, thought I'd keep it light. and then we move swiftly into cry wanks again.
We're getting better at this. Let's move on before Pablo gets tired. Where should we go?
Comedy Rumours / Shit Housery.
It's now time for Comedy Rumours / Shit Housery.
You've put
established
acts that respond to direct gig requests with a question. Then never reply to any further messages.
Do you ever get stuff like that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you sort of feel like you're in some sort of engaging correspondence. You know, hear from him again.
Yeah. Probably skiing. Have you noticed that? There's a lot of them out there skiing this week.
They are. Yeah. But they'll ask you a question. You'll answer it. You'll ask them if they want a gig, and you'll tell them what the fee is. They'll ask you a couple of questions about the gig, and then you're thinking, great, I've answered those, and then you never hear from them.
Are they asking you questions because they're thinking, why didn't you just fucking tell me in the first place?
No.
Are they training you? It's like when you go to McDonald's, and they give you your McDonald's, like you sat in the car, and they don't give you a napkin. You're like, why the fuck haven't you given me a napkin? What's that about?
That makes me really angry.
So are you asking them, can they do a gig? And you're saying things like, can you do a gig in Chedgrave? And they'll go look at you and go, what date is it, dickhead?
No.
And then
this was a weird one. Gave him the dates, two dates, right? Clear dates. It was this day of September or August or whatever it was. That's a Friday and a Saturday. Is that correct? Was the question. Yes, that's a Friday and a Saturday.
Yeah. Unless you found... No, that's just before we decimalised time. So it might... You have to check your new decimalised calendar.
But... It's not the first time it's happened. And it's also comes sometimes from acts that you think you've got a decent relationship with, and then they just leave you hanging. And then you ask them again, thinking, I hope this doesn't annoy them. And they ignore that one as well. Even after seeing you, thinking, well, maybe the second time, second little nudge would have at least gone, oh, yeah, sorry, mate. That's the sort of relationship I thought I had with some of them.
Are you Facebook messaging? Because I noticed that's... I don't think I don't think that's as potent as it used to be. Because even when people have Facebook messaged me, you don't notice it straight away.
Mm.
The notifications don't come. I've turned them off because there used to be a notification on there and it was really intrusive. And I think it's gone completely opposite now.
Well, some of them have switched off their Facebook Messenger altogether.
Yeah.
Because people have probably been trying to circumvent agents through it and things like that.
Yeah.
But no, I've been getting actively trying to get proper email addresses off of them.
Yeah.
Now, ones that I did do on Facebook, because I know if Facebook crashed, you'd be fucked. You wouldn't have anything.
Yeah.
And you're like, actually, yeah, there is something to be said for that. It was just, it's not really rumour. Is it shithousery? Well, they could just at least, you know.
It's frustrating.
Let's just say it's an act that you've booked a few times in the past, and you know that, you know, they're always pretty, pretty good with you. And then they do that for weeks. You book the gig out, and then they come back to you. That's what sort of happens. Then they'll come back and go, oh, yeah, I forgot, you know, I didn't do that. You're like, yeah, but you've just done yourself out of gigs as well.
Some people are ADHD a little bit, aren't they? Not well organised.
Can be, yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. And you know what? You never know what they've got going on in their lives.
Mm.
You know, you just never know. I've been put onto can you do a gig? Honestly, mate, I don't know. Can you check with my agent? Okay, I'll check with the agent.
Mm.
Check with the agent. Absolute fucking nothing back. Right. What I mean. Yeah. And I don't want to push it, but I could do it.
And yours, when you get in touch with the agent, oh, I've been in touch with so-and-so, and they said this. I should have a little word with you.
Yeah.
They're well up for it.
Do you know what? When it becomes too much hard work, I'll just move on to the next now. But it's got to work both ways. I mean, you put an advert out for an act. You put an advert out for two acts for a spot, and you get inundated. And they're just thinking, well, nobody ever replies back to us. And I don't always reply. I try to. And when I do, I know they're so grateful they've got a reply.
Mm.
And, you know, you do it and you... But it's hard work, isn't it? I mean, there's already a lot of admin in this, especially if you've got a full-time job.
What I've noticed, I've been getting a little bit snowed under with the sort of increase in the number of venues and things. I've been booking promising acts gigs at the last minute to fill a spot. And then shortly after, getting in a text saying, yeah, well, good for tonight, mate, from an act that I promised the gig to weeks ago.
Oh, so you booked too many acts?
Yeah, and then I've got, it was like a last minute, oh, I've got to get one in for that. Advertised it up there and everything on Facebook.
You've completely double booked.
Picked somebody and said, yeah, that'd be good. Oh, thanks. And so to make it up, I've now given that person a couple of gigs later on down the line. Yeah. It's just like, it was me, I was shit. But what it sounded like I'd done is I'd booked this act and somebody better had come along and I thought, I'll have that instead.
Yeah.
And then that's how it sounded, but that wasn't what had happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd forgotten I'd booked, booked someone. Anyway, yeah, got to get my head around it. And that's why they're going, you know, doing less of the teaching and having a bit more time.
Yeah, you've got to be organised, haven't you? And I'm not always.
Well, I can sit there and do 10 things that will take me hours and sort of chop through them through the day and still have all the things that I've sat down to do and intended to do.
Yeah. You could do it on mask, aren't you, a little bit? Yeah. You know, if you're spending the morning doing one particular task, if you do the same task 10 times, it doesn't take you 10 times as long as it would do. But if you did the same task 10 times over different occasions, it would take you even longer than 10 times as long.
Yeah, well, I sat down this morning, though, to send out confirmations to a load of acts for gigs coming up, right?
Yeah.
Started doing this, that, the other, and I still haven't started giving out. This was about 10 o'clock this morning,
yeah,
and I still haven't sent one confirmation out.
You're hopeless, you are. Honestly, I thought I was bad.
But what I have done is I've got some cards printed and designed. I've got some posters done.
You've got all the shiny shit done.
I've got some stickers for my car.
Saw your posters for the wine vaults.
Yeah.
Like, fuck me, you must have spent hours on them.
Them, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They were lovely, weren't they?
They were nice, but like, how much time have you got?
Well, but that's for me, that's kind of like, well, let's just do that. And that's a nice thing to maybe test the water with. You know, make it slightly different, make it a bit more original. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it took a few hours, but it was a case of, well, once you get carried away with something.
How's it doing that?
What, the vaults?
Yeah.
I think we're on about 30, something like that.
Similar where we are, 35 or something.
Something like that. Yeah. It might be a bit less, but also, you know, the day after over in, where is it? Over in Pulham St Mary, they're only on about 30.
Right.
I thought that might be a bit better, so I've got some paid ads going out for that.
Is that like a 200-seater?
No, it's about 80.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's just the one with Arthur out in the sticks. But yeah, there's a few sort of loose ends on that one, but they're not gigs I've got much planned for moving forward. It's just like, well, we did it. We're not going to lose any. At minimum, it'll break even.
Yeah.
Or even, well, at the very, very worst, it'll only be, you know, 20 quid, 30 quid loss.
Yeah.
Which that would be on adverts or whatever. But yeah. It's not an exact science, is it?
Ah, not really. No, you it's like fishing, isn't it? You every now and then you catch a good one, don't you?
Yeah.
This is it. This is when people. This is when I heard that podcast that are talking about the gig maths. That properly wound me up. Like you really did.
Yeah.
The amount of times you work so hard, everyone else gets paid apart from you. So many times that's happened to me. So like, yeah, if I have a good night. Yeah, thank you. I'll take it.
Well, there is that, yeah. And if you're going to take that much of a risk,
yeah.
No, I appreciate it more now I'm trying it, but it hasn't, you know, I don't think it'll always be that good.
You know? No, you hit and miss, isn't it? You could just,
But wow.
Good ones, you want to be good enough to be able to compensate for the shit ones, don't you?
And there's something to be said for putting whatever it costs to get the bigger name in, make less money, but...
Yeah,
they are guaranteed. One might say there's no guarantee.
No guarantees.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
If there was, everyone would be doing it.
Nothing to say they're not going to, you know, be up in court, and then you're fucked.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or they might say something wrong about some minority.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, if you sold the tickets, it doesn't matter, does it? But I mean, as long as they don't get banged up, you know.
Let's move this along. Oh, you've put double trouble.
Yeah, I alluded to this earlier. On a double ups, I basically need the MC for the first gig to turn up on time.
Oh, that's always good when that happens.
Yeah. Hey?
It's always good when that happens.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And for whatever reason, there's something about the concoction of gigs and the times and the places which has made it difficult two months running.
I don't understand that. If there's a start time and they're MC.
Yeah. Yeah, well...
It's not like they've got two gigs to get to or to go to the wrong one.
Yeah. Well, it's too much of a... of a thing, really.
Two months in a row.
I've got to sit up and notice, haven't I? You know what I mean? And I managed to get away with it, but that's a red flag, isn't it? It's two red flags. So there's something I'm doing or something I'm not doing. That's, an early start on a Friday is difficult because you've got to get through traffic. So that's one thing.
Could be, yeah.
So people are underestimating that.
What was it I suggested? It was get your compares within 2 hours radius.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it might limit you. There was plenty down in Essex. Yeah. Well, that's the outskirts of London.
But a lot of the time that's what I do, yeah. But I like to mix it up. I like to, you know. You get emails from mental people telling you to book more women. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. So
and then you do.
And then he respond to them by saying, right, have some of this. I'll tell you why there's no women on this bill. It's not for the want of fucking trying. Here's the reality of the comedy industry at the moment. Yeah. That's why I'm here. And you see these try hard posts. Well, you can try harder to book some women. Maybe you give them more of a chance. So fuck off. Economics of it sometimes don't work. They can charge what they want. Some of the good ones can charge what they want. And they're already booked. You know, it's hard.
If it's about making your lineup.
Sorry, because I just finished because I do book a lot of women, the same women regularly. They are good ones as well.
Yeah.
And some that are more reliable than others. Let's put it that way. But the chances are of getting a less reliable one seems to be, I don't know, it seems to be quite high. But anyway, late MCs. Somebody said to me I should pay them less for being late. It seems a bit harsh, doesn't it? Or pay a bonus for getting there on time, which amounts to the same thing.
Depends on the reason for them being late.
Could pull a reason out of your arsehole, though, that's the thing, isn't it?
True.
You know what I mean?
Motor Mouths Podcast with Kai and Pablo.
Barking like a twat in Loddon and Shedgrave, in brackets, the local bit.
So the other day I was in Galston, just across from the Ocean Rooms, which is no more, and I had my photo taken with my dog Dolly under a Banksy, right?
Ooh,
I posted that on Facebook. But that made me think, have you seen the artist in Lowestoft, known as Wanksy?
I have seen this advertised. I was going to put this in a couple of weeks ago. The Pothole Man.
Pothole Man, go on. And he's posting anonymously on Facebook.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Doing big penises on potholes.
In a bid to get the potholes fixed.
Yeah, and the council are saying it's not going to move us any quicker. He's just putting obscenities on the road.
Yeah.
But he does move them.
And when they get rid of them, he goes round and does it all over again.
Yeah.
It's a big cock. What a childish but fun thing.
Is, do you know what? I saw a cracking one today. There was a guy driving to work in a BMW estate, brand new car, well, new registration. Fucking filthy. Absolutely filthy. And some on his back window, somebody done the biggest cock and balls. Like, with ejaculate. And hairs, the whole lot. It was proper detailed. And this guy in his suit just sat there in traffic. Oh, it's a thing of beauty. Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant, Matt.
I drove off the subject of cock and balls. Drove all the way
over.
I drove over to Peterborough. And there are some stretches of road out there which the potholes are just criminally deep. Have you been that way?
Yeah, I used to work there, didn't I?
Fuck.
I was there every week.
You can see like three layers of road. And you're like, and you try and swerve around it. Jesus.
Are you going out off the A roads and down? Yeah.
Towards Whiz Beach and round that, off that way.
Yeah.
It's like the whole side of the road, huge and like trenches and things.
Yeah.
Looking out.
And there's ditches either side of the roads as well.
Yeah.
Because it's a.
I did not realise it was that bad out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's bandit country around there, you know. it is like Deliverance.
Well, yeah. I don't know why that doesn't worry me.
People probably think that about this part of the world, but the fans, there's a lot of people that ain't right.
Oh, I've met a few. Yeah. You meet them along the way.
Something about the environment, I think, it's all a bit odd.
Yeah, and that little corner over there is a bit odd as well, isn't it? It's a little bit of the north, or a bit of the Midlands coming down.
Yeah.
Then you've got the east. There's a little junction there, and it's called Wisbeach, just about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wisbeach, Peterborough. Yeah.
They say Sen, don't they? The Sen. It's a weird thing. Yourself, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, Sen. Yeah. Like round
get
about
your sen, get yeah. your sen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get your sen a cup of tea.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So, yeah, they use words that you don't hear anywhere else in the country. I mean, it's you know, you can tell what they're saying. It's not like Scotland.
Well, we can't understand anything.
But the whole of Scotland makes it completely unintelligible.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
When you moved down to London, did they have trouble understanding you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I went my first day at my new job. I went to the reception, and broad London accent, probably Cockney. As far as I'm concerned, it was. It might have been South London.
Wait, you tell me, what did she say?
So I went along, and I said, "Hello, I've turned up to start work today. My name's Paul Dunn."
And she said,
"Don't think we got you down, love. Don't think we got you down. Now you're not down on my list." You're not down on my list. Like, Paul Dunn. And I go, no, I ain't got that name down here. And I was there for about 5 minutes, and she used to go, have you got that? And eventually I thought, right, okay. Paul Dan. And I went, oh, Paul Dan, where are you? You should have been here 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
Good impression there.
Yeah. I was down there a while.
Anything else for parking like a twat, Pablo?
Nah, that's a lot.
It seems to be harmonious over there, doesn't it, at the moment?
What, in the...
Out in the high street?
In that there, Loddon.
So, yeah, our favourite shit stirrer in the town.
You left a lot of that on last week.
Yeah. So our favourite shit stirrer in the town.
He's going to bash you on the nose, you know. He likes doing it.
Putting the old dividers out there about the Raj.
Yeah.
You know, this. Yeah. Damn, you know about this. Somebody put underneath, what about the gambling?
Oh, right, because he does take bets at the pub.
What about the gambling? And they just left it at that. Post was taken, he deleted it. There you go.
Yeah.
So he went a bit quiet.
Yeah, but he does, yeah.
What about the gambling?
We're gambling.
Yeah.
What about the hockey football on the 3 o'clock at Saturday?
Basically, yeah.
Which I quite enjoy, actually. I'll go in and have a look at it.
Yeah. Me too.
Don't take that down.
For how long? I don't know. Right.
Opinion whores. OPINION.
Yeah, so am I right or am I wrong to get bloody annoyed?
Oh, is this your controversial opinion?
Yeah. So I like football, right?
Yeah.
I really enjoy football. But when I look at the BBC website for football, it's half women's football, half men's football.
Yeah.
And I have no objection to women playing football. But I could not give a shiny shite what happens.
Oh.
So why do I have to wade through all the shit about women's football on the news when I just want the blokes' football? Why can't I have a different tab that I can ignore?
That is controversial.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, Pablo. I don't know where to go with that.
Look, I've got nothing against it. I've only got so much time in my life to enjoy the things that I enjoy. Women's football isn't one of them. That might make me a chauvinist. It might make me just like good football.
Could you be a bit more supportive?
I haven't got the time.
Well, yeah, but could you...
I don't want it.
But surely you don't need the time to just not be annoyed by it, do you?
I want to read articles about the Premiership,
which you
the Champions
find.
League.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have to wade through. It takes me longer to find.
Oh, because the women's football is getting sort of equal share of the space.
It's on the same page, right?
Oh, okay.
So it would be a bit like, supposing your thing was fishing, and you went on the fishing page, and then, rather than fishing, it was a load of stories about cooking, and he didn't like cooking.
Cooking fish.
You know,
it would probably be, wouldn't it?
You've joined the dots there. Yeah. But I'm trying to make it... You're joining dots
not,
you didn't need to join.
Well, all right, fishing or what?
or something like completely unrelated to it.
But women's football is not completely unrelated to men's football.
It is in my mind.
Well, there lieth the problem.
If it doesn't lie with the problem.
You need to rearrange your mind.
I don't want to.
Free your mind.
I haven't got time.
Free your mind and your ass will follow.
Look, you don't understand football, do you? The one time I watched a football match with you...
But this is how I've got over that problem.
Talked all over it.
This is how I got over the problem.
Yeah.
By not giving a flying fuck about men's or ladies' football, yeah, leaves me with all my free time.
You're going full circle here. Yeah. I can't remember if it's in the Patreon or not. But, like, you know... Look, some people like football, right?
Like you.
Got to get over that, right? Mm-hmm. That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
And it is a thing that people like football.
Yeah.
And it's also a thing that some people like watching men's football.
Yeah.
Couldn't give a tiny shit about ladies' football. Don't begrudge it. Want them to be successful. Like, glad that they're getting on with it. Just don't want to know about it.
Could a simple filter out men's football from women's football?
I wish that was the case. If that's all I'd want.
I do think...
That would be nice, yes. There should be... Like, look, I tell you what, right? I'm not into rugby either, right? But there's this different tab for rugby, right? I know not to click on that because I'm not into it. But when I click on the football, I wouldn't want to see rugby mixed up with the football.
But because you're not... It's a shit example. Women's football and men's football. They might even put wheelchair football in there soon. That's going to really throw you, isn't it?
It's literally a different game. It's a different product. They're trying to present it as the same product.
I do know
product.
Where you're coming from, though. During the Olympics.
It's tiresome, Kai. It really is. And if you say anything against it, it's like, oh, you're being chauvinist. I'm not.
No.
I just don't want you to are. Watch women's football.
It's a bit like me with the Olympics,
yeah.
And I go on, and all I want to see is the women's beach volleyball, but no, you go on the volleyball page, and there's the men there.
Oh,
fuck off, men. Come on, bring it on. I don't even want to see the mixed one either. Not even the mixed beach volleyball. I want to see a lovely bit of the women's beach volleyball. Is that such a... I feel your pain... Only so, but then the pain goes away.
I'm not having it that you're not enjoying the men's volleyball as well.
Well, you must, because I've told you now. I'm not having it that you don't like the women's football.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't, honestly.
Well,
honestly, it's just, yeah. And I tell you what else I've noticed. On occasion when I've watched the women's football, the pundits that they have, all women. But when you watch the men's football, the pundits are half women, half men now. Which I just think's a little bit odd. I don't actually mind it, to be honest. I don't mind that.
What are you doing watching the women's football?
Hey?
What are you doing watching the women's football?
It comes on. I've got a telly. Sometimes you don't turn it over.
Long enough to be offended by the...
I'm not offended. Did I say I was offended then? Then I don't mind it. Look, I don't mind the broadcasting.
No, you didn't actually. I've just thought back. No, you didn't say that. I was just making an assumption, wild assumption.
Yeah,
sorry, Pablo.
Yeah,
what is it about the women's football you don't like? I've watched a bit and I'll be honest, they go from some absolutely glorious set plays and moves to Sunday League, just hacking it around and in the space of a couple of passes, it can go from wow, that was good to oh, I can do that. Why am I not in the team? Well, I'm not a woman.
Yet.
Go on. What is it about the women's game?
Well, there isn't a skill level there yet. There just isn't.
There is.
No, there isn't.
But they're not.
Do you get? Like hundreds of bloody girls playing football on Hackney Marshes on a Sunday morning, coming up through the grassroots of football. You don't. It's nowhere near the same interest at grassroots level. And if there was now, it would still take years for the cream to rise to the top.
That hasn't
happened yet. Hmm. And you know, and
why is that such a problem?
Because I've explained this, I've only got so much time and space in my life. I want to watch. Look, for the same reason, I'm not watching Stenhouse Muir against Firth or Forth or whatever it is.
When you go out shopping,
it's a bit shit.
When you go out shopping,
yeah.
Do you walk up, like, let's say you walk up Loddon High Street and you're going to the Raj, yeah, and you're really angry because there's a kebab shop there and there's a Chinese. Oh, fucking, why did they build that there? All I want is a Raj. That's the sort of thing you're saying.
It's not.
You're upset by the things you don't have time or don't want in your life.
No, I was specifically looking out. I want to read the football page, yeah, not the football page with a load of stuff on it. About. It's a bit like, do you know when you look at the, you get a link to a news article that's on a local newspaper, and you can't read it because there's a load of shit on it. That's like, it's like, here's a picture of your prostate. And here's a picture of...
How did they get that picture?
Yeah, I don't know.
Without me knowing.
Well, they know how old you are, don't they? And Google just throws a load of shit on the page and it flashes. And you start reading something, then a video starts playing. Mm. And then you have to sort of delete the video. And then eventually you just give up the ghost. It's a bit like that.
Is there a dedicated place you can go to for men, Pablo? Which is what you're after?
For men's football, you mean?
Yeah, have you tried... have you tried
increasingly less so? That's my point. Look, I've made my point. I've laboured it.
You have,
yeah.
You're completely wrong. I think what you're saying is atrocious in this current day and age, Pablo. Yeah. I think
you're not the right person to appreciate this.
Well, what is there to appreciate? A man who's upset by
I didn't say he was upset. I was just saying, it's my opinion that they shouldn't put both together.
I'll take it back in. No, you're not upset, but...
I'm just saying I've only got so much time in my life. I'd rather it wasn't there.
How much time do you spend on this page?
Probably about 5 minutes.
Literally
in a lunchtime.
Fractions of a second to skim over it, don't you, that?
Oh, yeah, what's that doing there?
Oh, look, that's got... play with tits. No. Or handsome man. Rolling about on the floor after he's been brushed by somebody's elbow. Yeah, I'll have a look at that. Oh no, she's got fanny. No, tits. No. Oh, there's a nice handsome man looking really splendid with his haircut. He probably wears makeup.
Yeah, because we watch football because of how they look. Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's come full circle to Wayne Rooney, isn't it?
Okay, let's move it on to... plugging gigs. What have you got?
I really want to get plugged the 26th of April at the Lord Kitchener's. It's for charity.
Yeah.
And it's really good charity. Do you remember me telling you, Kai, about I went to the Lord Kitchener's ball and I met a guy there who he said to me, oh, he said, you're the guy who put the comedy on at the Kitchener's. I said, yeah, I am, yeah. And he said, oh, you know what? I loved it. I had the time of my life. And then it later transpired that he's trying to top himself because of the PTSD that he's had. Mm. And this comedy night, he fucking loved.
Yep.
And it was at that moment I thought, you know what, I'll do it again and I won't fucking charge. Anyway, because I'm doing that, it would be nice if you bastards would buy some tickets.
Yeah. Very good course. And I've got the same act, Joey Page and Adam Bloom, on the 26th of April. Yeah. And do you know what? People should go to that, because if they don't, there ain't going to be no double happening, and that's going to affect all these ex-military guys.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I've got a few. I've got the Wine Vaults coming up with that one I just said. Pulham St Mary with Arthur. Could do with a few more. May the 3rd in Chedgrave. Pat Monaghan, 4th in Wingfield with Glenwall. And there's a couple of September doubles with Gary Delaney. Over in Attleborough... and Beckles is sold out, and Wisbeach and I, they're creeping up slowly. That's going to be a good couple of gigs. So please do www.shaftofwit.com for all your comedy needs in the East of England.
Not all your comedy needs in the East of England. WCBcomedy.com for all your premium comedy needs.
And shaftofwit.com for all your curtains... backdrops and attention to details. Cool. Yeah. Your turn.
just come to wcbcomedy.com where our choice of acts are second to none, and and all our acts turn up on time.
Have you got a sticker on the back of your car saying WCB comedy?
Would be a bit sad.
I've got one. And that's the end of the podcast, Pablo. Well done, mate.
Well done, Kai.
We did it.
We made it. Probably going to be about 15 minutes long after the edit.
Are you going to be all right? You going to get through the week?
I reckon so. Talk much well tomorrow, mate. Thank you, listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Support Kai and Pablo by becoming a Patreon subscriber at patreon.com/promotermouths.